folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you joining today. My guest this morning comes about this time every month or so. It is Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. Good morning, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm good. Good. How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding. Very, very good. Thanks for asking. The Wayne County Sheriff's Department, I got to tell you, I haven't seen a whole lot of news about it lately. So that means no news is good news for you, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
By the way, I do want to hope. I know folks have been following your condition very closely. How are you feeling? You've had a bad month.
Well, it's
the
just,
last time we talked, you were doing pretty good.
Yeah, I was good. Had a
coming back from vacation.
Life was good.
Rested. Yeah. Relaxed. I must tell you, you look like you've lost a little weight.
I have a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of a forced thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wonder. Yeah, I don't. If you don't want to mention it.
No, just had a couple kidney stones. It was very. It's a very unpleasant experience.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Sure you would.
Well, okay, maybe a couple people. No, it's seriously,
but you're
it's
doing
horrible.
Better now.
Yeah, everything is good. And so,
how does one get that? Does it come back, or is it just something that just a collection of over? Because the reason I ask is because I'm older than you now,
mm-hmm.
and I've probably not lived quite as clean living as you, and I've never had such a thing.
Well, I think part of it, in the research that I did while sitting there,
I suspect you've probably done a little bit of research recently.
Yeah, because I don't want that to happen again.
No, I bet not.
A lot of them are mineral buildup,
uh-huh.
Too much calcium or different minerals that will build up if you don't drink enough water.
So you drank too much milk.
Well, no, I actually take calcium supplements instead. So, I think that was part of it. Sometimes it's vitamin issues. Again, it's just a buildup when you don't drink enough water or good fluids to flush out your kidneys. And coffee doesn't. Evidently, coffee does not count as a good fluid, because otherwise my kidneys would be very good.
There we are. Okay. We've got the difference. We see why I'm such a healthy person.
That's right.
Despite my dirty living.
Because you don't drink coffee.
And you're such an unhealthy person besides your clean living.
That's right.
I don't drink coffee.
That's right. That's the thing.
That's good to know. And it's a key to remember that I'll keep for life. Well, I think I speak for everybody. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
How long were you out?
A little over a week.
Yeah, that's unpleasant.
It is. It's unpleasant. And thank goodness for pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
That's a help. But again, it's just one of those things.
One of those things folks run into, don't
yep,
they?
It is.
As they
it
age.
Is.
Well,
yep.
we're all glad you're back and healthy. I understand. Well, you see, the other thing is, with a little bit of time to yourself, you've been able. It's that time of year again. It's the time that comes up every year or at this time. You got to start figuring out how much money you're going to spend next year.
Yeah, yep. It's budget time. I spent last week back in the office getting that put together and be able to present it to the finance committee as soon as possible, and then hopefully it will be approved and we'll be able to go through.
How
next
do you
year.
Do that, Mike? Do you kind of plug a number in that you, or do they give you a target to aim at, or how's it work?
No, what I have done so far is we keep pretty
past 5 years.
Right, we keep pretty close track, and I know month to month what kind of percentages I have left in each budget item,
uh-huh.
or line item. I'm
right.
sorry, and so that gives me an idea if I need a little more in that line item, or if I can stand pat for the next year.
Because you still have 3 months left on
sure.
the year.
Yes.
During the year.
So right now we're in good shape with some of the retirements and people moving on to other positions in other agencies.
Right.
We have had kind of a hit in the salary line items this year. But other than that, we've done pretty good. And I think we're looking at maybe a 1.5% increase maybe for next year.
Are you affected at all by the by grants not being paid. I know that you occasionally will take grants for equipment and or vehicles and that kind of thing. You look for those, but you also have to throw some money into like equipment purchase whenever you get a grant. Have you been affected at all by the budget crisis in Springfield?
No, the last couple of grants that we've applied for, we've not been eligible for one reason or another, and. So
you're
not
waiting on money anywhere.
No, I'm not. I think, you know, obviously eventually it will affect us because it will affect the county as a whole if this keeps up. But right now it's not anything. There's not a lot of grants. Obviously they're not advertising a lot of grants because they don't know how much money's going to be out there for the next year. So we're in decent shape. Right now, we've got some things we need to replace next year, but right now it's not bad.
I was going to say, is that something you have to keep in mind as you're going through the budget process?
Yeah, we haven't replaced any vehicles this year, and so that means we're going to have to double or triple up next year and get two or three next year. We've got some cars with quite a few miles on them, and they're starting to nickel and dime us a little bit at the repair shop.
Have you started contacting your people that you like in Missouri?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have talked to Todd out there. I'm waiting on some news from him. And I've also put out some feelers to the different car dealerships that I've dealt with over the last 4 or 5 years.
The interesting thing about that is you're kind of like the city police in that you've sort of changed the vehicles that you go for from sedans. Nobody makes the Crown Victoria type of sedan anymore, do they?
No. The biggest thing out there that I have seen is the Charger.
Yeah,
I've sat in the Chargers, the Caprices, the new Chevy ones that have come out, the Impalas, and the Fords, and there's nothing.
Well, you're 6'6" or something, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you
cars,
can be a pretty good test to it.
Cars don't work real well for me. I can't see out of them. They don't fit real well, especially when we start putting cages in things. It cramps it up a little bit for me.
That's the thing that people don't understand when they look at tall people. They don't understand. When you or I say I can't see out of this car,
right?
I can't see streetlights,
right?
And folks don't understand that the front of the car just comes a little bit too far forward,
right?
And you have to basically lean over to see a streetlight.
Sure,
but you don't have to do that in a pickup truck.
No, and that's the reason I drive what I drive. The Tahoe's got plenty of room, and those work out real well. Those have been good vehicles for us. And so the pickups and the Tahoe type vehicles are what we look at just because of the conditions that we have to drive on.
Right.
Some of the guys do like the cars, but for ruggedness, I do like the SUV and the pickups a little bit better.
Talking to Sheriff Mike Everett of the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, we've been talking about the budget items and things. I'm trying to remember, did we discuss the... that was the fire department had the issue with the insulation. How's the building holding up 20 years in? Because you've got two buildings to look at.
Sure.
You're taking care of the courthouse as well as the jail.
Right.
How's the building holding up now?
The jailhouse is good. We this year we have upfitted our fire alarm system and things, so that has been a good deal. We were starting to have some problems with it, and that's one thing you want working well are your fire alarms and things like that. So we've done that, got that up and running. Next thing we need to look at is our door system there. It's an electronic door system in the jail, and it's going to need some work.
I understand it will.
You know, 20-year-old electronics, it's time.
And I understand.
You don't want those popping open on their own.
I understand. We had, Mr. Wells was off on vacation last week, and Tom Levine went up there to and Lynn told him how to, the number to get in and that kind of stuff. And he did it, and it didn't work, and he did it, and it didn't work. He just didn't know exactly. I don't know if he was hitting the wrong things, but he said, yeah, there was kind of confusing, and it didn't work for him. That's one of the things you got to kind of keep up to date on, don't you?
It is, and again, with something that's 20-plus years old as far as the electronics and the wiring, it is bound to to start malfunctioning at times. And so we just want to try and get ahead of that. But that is a it's a large price tag item to get those doors fixed. Yeah. And that's something that I've been talking with the chairman of the Building and Grounds Committee about, and the board chairman, Steve, and I have talked about it as well. It's something we know we're going to have to do, but it's just a matter of pulling that trigger and spending the money.
Speaking of buildings, talk about the courthouse for a few minutes. How's it's been a few months now that the that you've been using the metal detectors and having the folks down there manning the security place there at the bottom on the north side. All the are there any complaints anymore? Everything abated and everybody used to it?
Oh, every once in a while you still get the occasional one, but the folks that work down there do a good job of helping out as best they can and trying to accommodate folks if there's issues, whether it be someone who maybe can't get back out to their vehicle to take someone or something. They do their very best to try and make accommodations. The courthouse itself, we're gonna have to do some work on it. You know, old air conditioning units upstairs that are gonna have to be redone. There's always plumbing issues.
That's the thing. There's more upstairs than just the courtroom. You figure the folks think the courtroom, well, the courtroom's upstairs, and you don't use it all that often because the judges use the downstairs probably more than the up, right?
No, actually, the upstairs is the most used room.
Oh, is that right?
It is. Okay. The downstairs, there's a lot of civil stuff that goes on in there, whether it be divorce hearings or different things like that. If there's something that's going to be going on all day, a lot of times that will be in the downstairs courtroom. But the upstairs courtroom is what we use day to day.
Whenever they renovated that courthouse and redid that room, that's probably 20 years ago now too, isn't it?
Yes, I would say so, because I'm trying to think when I started in 99, I think we were using...
It was the new courtroom by then.
I think so, yes.
Because I went to jury duty, I want to say, in the old courtroom back in the early 90s.
Yes.
And then shortly after that's when they started tearing out the new one and put it the other direction.
And it's nice.
I don't think I've ever been in the new room, maybe once.
It's holding up well. But like I said, the air conditioning units upstairs in some of the offices, state's attorney's office and probation offices upstairs are old and they need to be replaced. So, again, it's something Mike, you have to deal with every year.
Well, Sheriff, you have to keep the air conditioning unit right in the state's attorney's office.
Yes, sir. Yes. You want that working well.
There are things they're working on that you want to make sure they're able to continue. I'm talking, like I said, with Sheriff Mike Everett from Wayne County, and we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM after these words.
I was running through the summer rain, trying to catch the evening train and kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. But when I tipped my bottle back, I smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman said, "Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk, then you're a fool." I said, "If that's against the law, tell me why I never saw a man locked in that jail of yours who wasn't just as low-down poor as me." Well, that was when someone turned out the lights, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and dream of all the wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, I woke up next morning feeling like my head was gone and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. And I told that man I'd sell my soul, something wet and cold as that old cell. That kindly jailer grinned at me, all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer and came and whispered in my ear, "If booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell." I said I knew there was something I liked about this town, but it takes more than that to bring me down, 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 'cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm joined this morning by Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. We've been talking about the old budgetary stuff and all kinds of things, the quality and condition of the jail and the courthouse. I ask you every time, I'm going to ask you again, what's population?
25.
That's pretty high.
It is. We've had a run here recently, and so, yeah, we're...
What kind of number do you plug into your budget for the? Because you've got to adjust it for the amount of prisoners you're carrying.
It is. It's kind of a.
I mean, because it seems like last time or maybe two times ago we talked, you were down to 9 or 10.
Yeah, it's a shot in the dark. This year, last year we were way underfunded in the.
You averaged too many
right.
Prisoners.
We had a run there where we had 30 plus in there for quite a bit, and we way undershot the budget. This year, it's going to be close. So next year, I've plugged a little more money in there just to – and it's one of those things. If we use it, fine. If we don't, it goes right back into the general fund, and it's not something that we use for anything else. If it's there, fine. And we use it if we need it. If we don't, then it goes back.
Well, talking about the jail and the number of folks you have in there, you've hired a couple new correctional officers, haven't you?
Yes, with people leaving, with Mark Noble retiring from the courtroom security,
bailiff.
Kathy Motes has moved over into that position.
Okay,
and she's going to be taking care of the bailiff position, and so we have hired Tyler Camp. And Zach Masterson.
You got a little youth youth movement on there.
Yeah, got some young guys in there. They've done a great job so far, and we're excited about
it. Tyler Camp went to school with my nephew.
Yeah.
He'd be like 25 years old.
Yeah, they're young guys, so far have really done well.
Who's the other boy, Masterson?
Yeah, Zach Masterson.
Who's he? Whose boy is he?
That would be Rod's.
One of Rodney's boys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, hold on a minute. What in the world are you doing? Can I ask the question?
Yeah, ask away.
What
I know where you're going.
Are you doing bringing in a Democratic Party guy? I am astonished by the spoils? Hold on a second. Are you sitting here telling me that you are not affected by the spoils, huh? Good
no.
for you.
No, I...
You hired the best candidate, didn't you?
I have said before that once you're in office, you're the Democrat and the Republican sheriff, because you're sheriff for everybody.
Oh, sure.
And so, Rodney and I've always had a great relationship.
I must not be the first one to ask you about that.
No, it has been good. Yes, you do think that, I guess, at some point.
First thing that popped into my head.
But, no, he's done a good job. He did a great job through the testing process. And so
Well, that's the thing. These kids, I'm calling them kids. They're young men.
Yes, they are.
And they have certainly gone through the entire testing protocol and everything. And when did they start?
Let's see. It's been about, 3 or 4 weeks ago now.
This is one of those where you've got, have you sent one off to school yet, and then you're going to be sending the other one after they're done?
No, we haven't sent either one yet.
Okay.
They're both working right now. And then as the academy slots open up, they start the academies over in Belleville, we'll send one. And then when he gets back, we'll send the other.
Remind me, what is the term of that school for correctional office?
5 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not too terribly bad. It is overtime you have to deal with for 5 weeks. But the folks there do a great job of picking up the slack and
what
taking
do you,
care of
what
it.
Do they teach? I don't think I've ever asked. What do they teach at correctional officer school? What to look for from prisoners, or how does that work?
They do everything from cuffing to transporting. They work in the St. Clair County Jail.
Oh, really?
To get some actual hands on.
That probably is hands on in St. Clair County.
It is, and they go through the rules and regulations of what you have to know, the liability aspects as far as cell checks and the different things that you have to do in handling the prisoners. Rules about food and medicine and, you know, how to give the meds out, and there's all kinds of stuff. It's a pretty wide range of things, but you learn all of the rules, and then you come back home and learn how we do things,
right.
and you plug those into our system, our way of
adapt them to the system, because you guys are following the rules too,
sure,
just using different procedures,
right.
Aren't you?
The guys at the police department told me when I left for the academy, you go for 12 weeks and learn all that stuff. When you get back, we'll tell you what you need to know. So, and that's kind of the way it is with deputies or COs. But the guys have trained under some of our senior staff for the last 3 or 4 weeks now, and now they're on their own.
Yeah.
And we've got a year from the time we hire them until the time that do we have to send them off to the academy.
Do the new folks I've never been inside a jail. Whenever a correctional officer starts inside a jail, I presume for the prisoner, it's a heck of a culture shock. Is a culture shock for a correctional officer too?
I would think it would have to be. I've not been one, but I would think.
But you go inside the jail though.
Yes. Yeah. Going in there and dealing with that, unless you've been around something like that, you're just not prepared for what it's like every day. And I think it's a testing for the inmates as well.
Really?
To
see what they can
right,
get,
sure.
see, test the new guy.
Yeah, to see.
It's like substitute teachers.
It's exactly it, yeah. And these two, so far, have done a fantastic job.
How, of the 25 or so that you have in now, I know, like I said, there were only 9 or 10 a couple of months ago even. How many long-termers do you still have? Because you're still occasionally keep some folks through their term, through their sentences, as opposed to them going to the state penitentiary,
right.
Don't you?
The longest ones I have right now, I actually looked at that this morning. One was April, and the next one was June. So we've had them for quite a while. We will hold them as long as we need to, as far as their court dates and things like that. But once they're sentenced, we can only house them for 364 days.
I see. Well, yeah, you're a misdemeanor if it's going to go. Right. If it's going to be over a year, they get
they
sent
to
off
go to prison.
The penitentiary.
Yes.
Let's talk a second about the you have a new ranking personnel in your organization, don't you?
Yes, we did some testing. We started testing 2 or 3 months ago, written tests, oral interviews, and for a sergeant position, mm-hmm. over patrol in the sheriff's office, and we're just really pleased that Chris Odie.
Well, congratulations to Chris.
Yeah, he. I tell you what, Chris is a.
Does the dog move up in rank too?
Yeah, he is. I guess he'd be the under sergeant. I guess he would be 96.4 and a half.
There you go.
But Chris does a fantastic job for us. I couldn't ask for a better guy to be leading the troops as far as on a patrol level. Chris works hard. He leads by example. He does a good job.
Tell me a little bit about that process, the sergeant process. He's a brand new sergeant, and mm-hmm. The interview process, was it just with you, or did he talk with the commissioners or the boards, or who all did Chris have to talk to?
He actually
Who all did Sergeant Odie have to talk to? Yeah, let me get it right.
I mean,
the guy's earned it.
He actually had to meet with the chief deputy and I, along with the members of the merit commission,
uh-huh.
and we went through a question and answer period with him and the other two candidates. The one other candidate that wanted to go through the oral interview process, and so then we deliberated a little bit, and then inevitably the decision was mine in the end.
You had two candidates, mm-hmm. for the same position.
Yes, I had three tested. The written testing, and then only two wanted to move on to the oral interview process.
You got to like, though, Sheriff, that you have a department where at least three of the patrolmen were wanting to better themselves and get to that level, huh?
Oh, I know I've said it before, but I just couldn't ask for a better group of guys. From top to bottom, they are great. They're great to deal with. They're great to work with. They take direction.
Well, I'm talking about on a personnel level, in that they want to re-educate themselves,
sure.
even further.
Well, and I'd say there would have been more, but through the Merit Commission rules, you have to have been on 5 years before you can test.
Okay.
So that probably would have opened up the door for a couple more of the guys to have wanted to move up, mm-hmm. But just couldn't because of their tenure. It does say a lot about the three that tested, that they want to do it, that they are interested in,
yeah.
moving up, bettering themselves, wanting to be a part of the leadership process and going forward.
Talk to me a little. We are talking about Chris Odie, the new sergeant. And I kind of jokingly talking about whether the dog gets a new rank. The dog is ranked, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
the dog has a. The dog is a. It is an employee.
He is a deputy.
Yeah.
Yes. I still have my badge from
Tango?
From Elvis.
Oh, from Elvis. Okay.
Yeah. So
Tango was Zola's, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And this is Bolo.
This, yeah, Chris is his bolo.
Okay, he is deputy bolo.
Yeah, and so he, and even court cases have ruled, you know, killing a police canine in some states is a capital offense.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, that's so amazing. It's a pretty serious deal.
How long has Chris been with Bolo now? I'm just sitting there over my mind. I'm thinking Bolo's probably not a young dog anymore.
I think it was the fall of 2011 whenever
okay,
we got
so four
him.
Years.
So he's been with him for 4 years now.
What's the typical lifespan? I know the lifespan of the dog's longer than the job span of the dog. It's probably 7-8 years, something like that.
I would typically. Say so, especially with a small dog like Bolo.
What kind is he?
It's a Belgian Malinois.
Oh, okay.
And he will last a little bit longer. He's not going to have near the hip and joint trouble that
German
my dog
Shepherd
did,
would have,
right,
yeah.
Because he was quite a bit bigger.
Yeah.
And so I would say we've got another 4 or 5 years with Bolo, hopefully, before we have to think about moving on and to do something different.
What's the biggest dog you've or the – I guess they're mainly Belgian Malinois and German Shepherd, mm-hmm. and you're spending $10,000, $20,000, $15,000 on training these dogs.
Sure.
Somebody is spending that. Have you seen them trying to train any kind of dog breed that maybe just doesn't work? Because you've seen a lot of these dogs in training.
The state police had a border collie.
Are they too smart?
There was a drug-only dog.
Really?
And the retrievers, a lot of labs will be drug-only. Now, for the aggression, you've got basically three breeds. You've got the German Shepherd, the Belgian Malinois, and then a Dutch Shepherd.
Oh, okay. So those are the ones you can sick on people.
Right. Those are the ones that you will use for apprehension.
Yeah.
And
That's probably better put.
I try to word that as best I can.
That's probably much better put than how I put it.
Yeah, those are apprehension dogs. And but a larger breed, the largest shepherd I saw ever.
The reason I was wondering about Irish wolfhounds or something like that are huge and Great Danes like mine. Mine are two Great Danes, God bless them, aren't the brightest dogs in the world.
Well, and the breeds, the reason that they will pick these breeds is because of the ball drive. And I won't go into
how they want the rubber ball.
Right.
That's right.
So I won't go into all that, but that's
like we did last time.
High drive dogs.
Yeah.
And those breeds are a high drive.
Well, it's amazing. You've talked about the training of those animals, and it's just an amazing story. I've got Sheriff Mike Everett here from the Wayne County Sheriff's Department. We're talking all kinds of different things today. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words.
Got a gun in my holster. Got a horse between my knees, and I'm going to Arizona. Pardon me, boys, if you please. I have been a desperado, raped and pillaged across the plain. Now I'm going to Arizona. Just a rider in the rain. He's a rider in the rain. He's a rider in the rain. And I'm going to Arizona. He's a rider in the rain. Oh, my mother's in St. Louis. My bride's in Tennessee, so I'm going to Arizona with the banjo on my knee. He's a rider in the rain.
I'm riding in the rain.
He's a rider in the rain. And I'm going. Fighting in the war. Now I'm gone to
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I've got a guest across the way, Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. And I saw that Kevin Kakak came out for state's attorney yesterday, yeah. The Republican Party.
Yeah.
David Williams, we haven't heard what he's going to do yet, Republican also. You don't have to run this time, do you?
No.
Is that a relief? I know the last time you didn't have an opponent, but I mean, that must occasionally become a pain, huh?
It is. It's something that you have to worry about every day. You know, it's something that, you don't relax from it. It's something that kind of follows you around.
Yeah.
And
must have to think about that until you decide you're not going to run next
exactly.
time.
Exactly. That's why I envy Sheriff Meyer down in White County. You know, he's in his last one, or so he says.
Yeah.
And
well, he made a TV now.
Yeah. Oh, he's a TV
he's
star.
He's a TV. He was featured prominently
yes.
on that show.
Yes. He did a fantastic
job. He did
job.
A great job.
Yes.
I thought. Yeah.
He's got a good deal right now. He knows that, hopefully he thinks this is his last uh-huh. hoorah, and that would be a nice feeling. But other than that, you know, you've got to worry every day about what you're doing, how you're affecting things, and
how you're affecting people.
Sure.
Well, you know, that's the thing, though. You ought to be doing that anyway.
You do. And it's just a sad side effect that you have to worry about.
Right. Worry you about know. Your job, too, from that.
Yes.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm hip. speaking of jobs, I cannot believe I'm about to say this, but no longer employed by the Wayne County Sheriff, the retirement of Sue Dye. How long was she there?
25 years.
Wow.
That she is an institution.
Yeah.
At our office.
I ran into Del Rey
about
2 or 3 weeks ago, and I hadn't seen Del Rey in 5 or 10 years, and I just hey, how's your mom doing? You know, just I thought she was. I knew she'd had some health issues, and how's she doing? Oh, she's doing all right. He said, yeah, she's getting into work from time to time. I said, she's still there?
Yeah.
That tells you how long she's been there.
August 14th was her official day.
Did you have cake?
Well, we haven't done that yet.
Oh, okay.
And the reason we haven't is because there's just been some ongoing issues. And so we're waiting until she's up and running.
Yeah.
And I think she had stopped by the office yesterday, but I was meeting with some folks, and I didn't get back up there before she left. And I can't wait to see her. Again, we miss her around there.
That woman would know, the old cliche, she knows where the bodies are buried.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I hate to say that with a sheriff, because it could actually, no.
She knows where all the paperwork is.
She knows where the secrets are.
Yeah, she does. She has been through, I think at one point she said that I was her sixth sheriff.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going backwards. You're looking at... you'd be looking at Hinkle, McCulley,
Jocelyn,
probably Benny.
Benny. Mm-hmm.
And then
so
was she hired by Junior?
I think so, yes.
Wow. That is a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been around a long time. And I think she worked as a bailiff before that. So she has been around the Wayne County Sheriff's Office and the courthouse for a very long
time.
What
are you doing without her? I mean, I know that you've moved one of your other folks into her job.
Yeah, Linda has taken care of kind of absorbing
mm-hmm.
Some of what Sue did, and I think more than the work she did, just not seeing her face every day is kind of taking some getting used to.
Yeah,
and so I hope that when she's mobile and ready to roll on a regular basis, she'll at least come and have coffee with us and sit around with us and come visit.
Well, that's great. And congratulations to her on
yes.
her retirement, because after what a fine career she has had as mainly the sheriff's secretary.
Yes,
she was up
for
there.
A lot of years.
For a lot. And that's one of those jobs also, I think, that has been you don't change it over the course of time with new sheriff's administrations, because you got to need a constant, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yeah, and I know some sheriffs that have, just because they want quote unquote
their person
in there. But I've known Sue for the 17 years that I've been up and around there. And then Linda
worked well for you.
Yeah, she's indispensable to me.
Well,
as
Linda's
well.
Been there for several years now too.
She has been there now for 8 or 9 years.
Yeah,
and so she's fantastic.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'd do without her either.
Talking with Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett, and this is the point of the show when we typically get to the foodie side of Mike. And granted, since he's been incapacitated to an extent over the past. Over the past several weeks, have you had the opportunity to get out and get out of town and find some places to recommend for everybody today?
I have.
You have?
Well, last week Andy and I had to do some prisoner transporting, which is a lot of times where we try and find our new places or new things.
Okay.
So
where were we going? Where were we taking prisoners?
We were going north of Springfield.
Have you been to Dixie, by the way? I told you to go to the Dixie Barbecue in Jonesboro.
No, I have not. We haven't been south forever.
Oh, okay.
We don't get down that way very often because our two transfer stations, or whatever you want to call them, where the hubs where we take inmates,
right,
are both north. We are the southernmost county to go to Hillsboro.
You had
Springfield.
I see.
Lincoln is where we have to go. But like Doug down in White County, they go south.
What's the best way to get to Lincoln?
To go to Springfield and just stay on 55.
Is that north. Right?
That's how we go every time.
The reason I ask is because we got to go to Tremont next week.
Yeah, that's...
And that's north of Lincoln.
That's how we go.
Just off of 155, I think.
Go up to... go over to 4. Go up 4 to 55 and keep going.
Yeah.
Go through Springfield or kind of around it, however you want to look at it. But there's a small place in Springfield. I think there's more than one location there now. It's called Head West Sub Shop.
Head West Sub Shop.
And it's a...
In Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one on the south end. The person or persons who turned us onto it were some of our state police buddies that train up there in Springfield.
Really?
And
they've moved the state police don't train in Champaign anymore, or that's just continuing education in
Springfield? Most everything is in Springfield.
Oh, okay.
There are academies in Springfield.
They're not at the Armory in Champaign anymore.
No. Okay. There's nothing in Champaign except for the Police Training Institute for locals. But they kind of turned us on to it. Craig Demarett, I think, was the one who told me about it originally. And it's some of the best sub sandwiches that I've ever had. They've got kind of a sweet bread.
Really?
Bread and,
will they toast it for you?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's really, really good.
What kind of inside? What are we putting inside the pants?
I get the Italian, which has got pepperoni, ham, and salami, and they're very generous with the meat. It's just a good little place for, if you're wanting a place to stop and grab something on your way back home or when you get into town up there or whatever. It's good.
What's the general feel of the place? You know I'm gonna. I'm getting to this.
It's a very, let's see. I don't know whether you want to call it alternative type.
Yeah,
it's kind of an alternative type restaurant.
So it folks, they're certainly clean, but they might be tattooed up or something like hippies.
You know, you have a lot of Bob Marley music playing.
Really?
Oh yes,
Rasta.
Yes, and a lot of the.
So the name of the name of the store, not only being on the west side of town, I guess
it's actually on the south side.
It's on the south side, so it's called Head West, but it's on the south side.
Yeah, they've got three or four locations there in Springfield, and the feel of the joint kind of
the feel of the joint.
Yeah. Okay. How apropos. But yes, it's a great place. It's one of our favorites, and if you ever get a chance to eat a sub sandwich in,
you get the brownies?
If you ever got the munchies, it's a place to go.
Did you get the brownies?
No,
I'm
not eating the brownies. But they do have brownies there.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's a great place. It really is.
That's great. I always love getting to new places like that because I don't get to Springfield.
Well, and I spend enough time there with the different committees and stuff that I'm on now that, you find little cheap places that you can go and grab something on your way home or whatever. But it's good. One of my deputies had told me about a pizza joint west of Springfield that we're going to try in October when I'm up there for a meeting. So I don't know that I'll have it for the October meeting. of ours, but I will have it for our November.
Our October show?
Yeah, for the November show, I will have a new pizza joint for you.
I got to tell you, I'm always looking for a good pizza joint. Subs, I'm okay with. Yeah. I like subs. Yeah. See, do they have a shrimp or any kind of odd ingredients at the sub shop?
No,
like a po' boys?
It's more just traditional.
Oh, okay.
Traditional type sub food, you know. Again, munchy type food.
I'm always looking. It's tough to find up here in Illinois a good po' boy.
It is. You've got to be quite a way south of here for that. Like New Orleans.
You're quite a ways. and you can find good po' boys.
Yes. Yes. As many as you want.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that you found someplace new. What do you got coming up? You got anybody? You have no more retirements, I guess, coming up in the near future?
Not that I know of. Hopefully, we don't have any movement anytime soon.
You like it boring, don't you?
I do like it when it's uneventful.
Uneventful is probably a better way to put it than boring.
I like it when it's uneventful. No, it's never boring, but I like it when it's uneventful.
Last time you were here, we talked about the heroin bust in Wayne City. Mm-hmm. Nothing new to report in that, is there?
No. The guys have done some stuff here in town. I think it was on the news there last week with at the hotel or motel there on the west side of town. And so they're hitting stuff pretty hard, but we've not seen any more heroin, and especially not of that quantity, recently.
Say you might go the rest of your career without seeing that kind of quantity again.
We could.
I hope you do.
We hope so. Yes, we hope that that's not a growing trend here in Wayne County.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, Mike. Thanks very much. That's Mike Everett. He's the Wayne County Sheriff. Thanks for coming, Mike.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Talk to you next month. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today.